Hare Krishna. Focus on hormones, not on harmony. When we come into adolescence and then into youth or young adulthood, at that time, we start experiencing a whole new gamut of sensations and emotions and temptations that we had not experienced earlier. All this happens because our body is entering into puberty. At that time, as the hormones start getting secreted in our body and activated, we feel driven towards certain activities. And sometimes we may even justify certain kinds of indulgences because we say that that's my hormones speaking. That's my hormones pulling me to do that, and that's what I have to do. Now here, if the same people, we tell them that, oh, you know, these are the form of indulgences you are thinking about doing, but actually these are reproached by Krishna, reproached by God, don't do this. They will often say, who cares for God? Well, why should we care? And in this way, they neglect the paying attention to that which is worthy of attention. There's neglect of the regulative principles, this neglect of that which regulates and protects us in our life can often be dangerous. The Bhagavad Gita explains that we at our core are spiritual beings, that our identity extends beyond our biology. In 15.7 it is said, Mamaivam sho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanah manah shashthani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. So it is said, Mamaivam sho jiva loke Mamaivam sho jiva loke. You are my part. And Krishna, we are here, Mam refers to Krishna, so Krishna, we are all parts of Krishna. Jiva bhutah sanatanah, all living beings. Manah shashthani indriyani. Manah shashthani indriyani. So the mind and senses, they actually drag us here and there. They cause us mercy, they cause us misery. Manah shashthani indriyani. Prakritisthani karishyati. Prakritisthani. At the platform of material nature, karishyati. We struggle, we suffer. So as long as we are in material consciousness, we are dragged around by our mind and senses here and there, hoping that I'll find pleasure there, or I'll find pleasure there. And because of being this dragged, we end up miserable, we end up frustrated, we end up lost, alienated from ourselves. So instead of seeking hormones, instead of giving in to hormones, we can rise up for the sake of harmony. Harmony means we need to harmonize who we are with whose we are. So we are souls, and whose we are Krishna's. So when we reconnect ourselves with Krishna in a mood of devotion, and gradually Krishna starts reconnecting not just with us, but with also those whom we are connected with, those whom we love, those who love us. And in this way, the circle of love of Krishna's devotees expands and expands exponentially. So the Bhagavad Gita urges us to remember that our identity extends beyond our biology, and therefore our aspiration should not be determined only by our hormones. Now, our hormones may push us in some directions, but we have the capacity to counter push. And to the extent we counter push, to the extent we focus on aspiring for harmony, to that extent we achieve harmony, and in therein we find the supreme sweetness of eternal love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.